Despite all the talk of young professionals preferring dense, walkable neighborhoods, the suburbs of Jacksonville continue to boom. One major housing development just north of St. Johns County is on the cusp of a building frenzy, according to Jacksonville Daily Record editor Karen Mathis. She tells us all about the mysterious E-Town project in this week's Business Brief. Karen, what is so mysterious about E-Town?
I would say, of the questions that we get more than any, is what is E-Town? What does that E-Town stand for? And there are signs on 9B to nowhere. Well, that nowhere is quickly going to become somewhere because the Park Group is developing E-Town, and so far hundreds of acres have been sold for housing developments. There will be apartments, there will be townhomes. We just reported now that plans were filed for the Village Center, which is going to be the retail center where there will be space for more apartments. That's on the east side. On the west side of 9B and 295 is where the E-Town developers propose to build offices and other areas that would offer employment to people in the area. So it's really becoming what they call a node of live, work, play. And this is in South Jacksonville.
This is an area of town towards St. Johns County?
It's very close to St. Johns County. It's south of Bay Meadows, where R.G. Skinner Parkway ends. If people are familiar with that, E-Town Parkway will begin, and it will go down through the property. When you look at how they describe E-Town on the website, it focuses on, you know, entertainment, electronics, connectivity, and they just do a little bit to whet your appetite to find out more.
Do we know more about what kind of jobs will be available there?
We don't yet. I'm going to guess the developers would like to get offices because it is an area of Jacksonville where you will have a lot of people who can drive to work in a very short period of time versus commuting maybe downtown or to one of the office parks.
Do you anticipate someday people saying, "Where do you live?" And a coworker says, "Oh, I live down in E-Town."
I do anticipate that, and one of the reasons is the developer also developed Nocatee. And as you now know, everybody's, "Oh, I live in Nocatee, I went to Nocatee." I think E-Town has that name that people will be happy to say, "Oh yeah, I live in E-Town," because it's a very catchy name and people will remember it.
Are people buying houses there already?
Well, so far, the home builders and the developers are buying the property. And once they start marketing that property, then we'll know when the homes will be built and when the homes will be sold.
The new piece of 9B that was just completed is going to help people get to E-Town, right?
9B's completion will, of course, increase access to E-Town and that entire part of the county going into St. Johns County. There are a lot of people that are really happy to see that there. I haven't driven it yet. I don't know if you have, but I think I'm going to try to do that over the weekend just to see where it takes me.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record editor Karen Mathis. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.